Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. I am your host, Jared Brady. I'm here with Los, lovely Los to be exact. And we got JD's Gyms in the house.
Hey, I'll take it.
We are back with another episode. JD, give us a toast.
Enjoy the podcast.
I don't talk like that, man.
A toast.
Wait till you. Who's editing this one? You'll have a nice surprise for Jared's intro.
You are.
You were lipping me. I saw you.
Ah, dang.
I got peripherals.
Peripherals. He was using his peripherals.
Shit.
I was hoping you were editing it and you would just catch it and be like, that motherfucker.
Cheers to us.
Oh, cheers, guys.
My
y'all was like,
still want a show.
It was like a video game. It was like a video game.
It's very lackluster.
It's kind of whack. Kind of like your zipper on your
You know
sweater.
What? I'm going to start. This zipper is fucking terrible. Hey, look. Macy's. Whoever your house cashmere brand manufacturer is.
Holla at your boy.
Why did you put the zipper on the left hand instead of the right? It's like, what is it? 75% of the world's right-handed. Why are you catering to lefties? Like, this is not. Like, this feels weird. I should be using the right hand the whole way up and down. So if anybody listens to us that works for Macy's, like, can we get that together in the future? Thanks. Anyways, I'm going to start cheersing with my weed shit.
Oh,
let's
okay.
try that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's, no, give a good. Yeah, yeah, see, that's a little bit more ring to it. Oh, all right. There we go. There we go.
That's how you know it's real crystal.
There we go. Hey, now.
Ding. All right. So
nice resonance.
Today. We are talking about.
What are we talking about? Oh shit! We all forgot. If you guys forgot, we're really fucked.
I know.
You know, I don't know what we're talking about.
I remember. We're talking about what is too far.
Oh yeah. How far is too far? That's right.
How far is too far?
That's right.
That's a better
one. We got it.
We're here.
We're doing a podcast today.
All right, so how far is too far when you're in a committed relationship? What is a no-no? What off the top of your head is like, all right, that for sure.
Cannot do that.
It's not the way to go.
Probably shouldn't get any blowjobs.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably that's like a little bit in the gray area.
No hand jobs either.
No handies.
No hand jobs.
No handies. Jobs.
Yeah. What about like a stroke? Like a
I'm a little aroused, so I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say we shouldn't do that.
Like if you're at Denny's.
Yeah. And she's looking good over that grand slam over there. Let's say you see her take a bite of them pancakes. Syrup drips down the lip, runs down her chin, and you say, "Oh my god!"
And you tell a funny joke, and then she's just like, "Ah."
And like kind of leans onto you. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. What if she does that? Is that too far?
I mean, more than likely the women that I date
wouldn't
have been mad at me, but
excuse me, can I get the manager? We need a new waiter.
Check please.
We're leaving now.
I'd be like, why is she leaning? You know, it would have been a little
what
would be weird though if the waitress like leaned on you.
Really? That happened to me before.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that waitress was
with your girl?
Mm-hmm. Physical contact between Shen? An employee and a patron.
Whoa. Let's hear this story.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh. So this happened with you and Shen.
Yeah. We were at a I forget what were we at, but
wasn't Denny's.
It was not Denny's.
It was not Denny's. We were at dinner, and I was flirting with the waitress, and I said a joke, and then she like leaned over.
Oh, well, you kind of instigated her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but physical contact again.
I didn't ask for that.
He didn't ask to be touched.
He didn't ask to be touched. I was flirting with her.
You were giving her the signals.
She was a good-looking waitress.
I don't think that counts, bro. The signals. What does that mean?
At what?
Was your shirt unbuttoned or something?
I'm Derek Jackson now. Please no.
JD said you were giving the signals, man. Like what? Yeah. Was your shirt unbuttoned or something?
You said you were flirting.
I was flirting with her. Yes.
Doesn't excuse physical contact.
So that's too far.
I mean, what? For one thing, people flirting unless you know the person. Like for me. Don't touch me, man. I don't know you, lady. Like,
if you're flirting with her,
that doesn't mean touch me.
I'm kind of siding with Losa.
Wait, what did she? What did? How did she touch you? Did she put her arm around you?
If I'm you, no, give me the touch. I'm you.
I said, oh wow. I said a joke to her while she was taking it in.
Losa's wanting to be demonstrated on.
I'm Jared.
I said a joke, and then she laughed and like. She laughed and leaned like this. And then like rubbed my arm like while she walked away.
Los?
In front of my girl, that's way too far.
Oh, it definitely is too
like,
far.
Like you're out of pocket.
Yeah. But
you're out of pocket.
If you're
like
flirting,
if I'm by myself, I'm not gonna be is, as but even then it's still kinda
Los,
like
the question is not is did she go too far? The question is if I invited that type of energy, is it too far?
I think if you're inviting it, if you're creating it,
yeah,
uh-huh.
And then instigating it, I mean, I'm not mad at her.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Ooh, that's
same facts 3 minutes ago. Why is it hard now?
I just still because I want to like because part of me wants to like it's agree
like,
with you
like you got breaking news
no was, no I mean
well,
part of
my,
me
my opinion changed when the facts changed
no
same
no,
facts.
No the facts are the same
the facts got explained further
yes. I do think that
you don't think so
time and place
I broke it down very simply but sure
time and place read the room like if I'm with my girl
but
that's
dog,
way too far don't touch me
but like, here's the thing
don't touch
Shan
me.
Was there. And the waitress must have been thinking like, my man, you're, oh, she's cool. You're okay.
I don't agree with that. I think the waitress might've been like, oh, okay. And just went like
in front of Shan.
Yeah, sure. Why
because
not?
Because she probably thought they might be down.
Not necessarily. She might've also just thought like, I'm going to take this bitch's man.
In front of the bitch? No.
Yes. What?
Two, you guys both have very valid points.
Well, let me break just, it
you
down.
Don't think, you don't yeah. think women move like that? You don't think women do shit like that?
I know women do.
I was
however,
about to say.
However, I mean, they slid in my DM. We talked about this. I know how they move. But what this particular exact specific situation is,
uh-huh.
I'm just thinking,
right.
If I'm a fly in the wall,
okay. Or
not at Denny's, I'm sitting here watching this transpire.
Right.
And if the waitress is looking at Shan like, girl, get your man. And Shan might have been like, I mean. And then Jared's like flirting. And she's like, one more time, get your, no, okay.
So you and Shay are at dinner.
That's, no, no.
No, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
I'm here.
Don't run from this.
Here's the difference.
You and Shay are at dinner.
I'm not flirting with the waitress.
Yeah, no. What do you mean?
He said he was flirting with the waitress.
Let me finish. You and Shay are at dinner, and Shay does what Jared does. And the waiter leans on her and...
Yeah, she wouldn't do that either.
No, but she just did in this world. In this alternate reality.
He's going to have the same answer.
I'm
going to
have the same answer.
He's going to have the same answer.
We're talking about a factual situation. You're talking about a hypothetical.
You would not think that was appropriate. At that moment, you'd be like, oh, this motherfucker.
He would probably be more mad at Shay.
Yeah, he's not mad at the waiter.
I'm giving you devil's advocate.
I'm telling you, I'm not mad at the waiter. Yeah.
Either way.
If she's instigating and flirting, I'm like, what, girl, what's happening?
Either way, I don't know you. Don't touch me.
We know where Lo stands.
Well, like, let us know in the comments.
Like once we
where
know,
you
if
stand.
We know each other, if we know each other, sure, a little friendly arm rub.
Yeah,
why not?
You keep going all these hypotheticals. Let's stick
what
with
you mean?
Jared
That's not,
and Shan's specific.
I literally just situation. Answered to the specific situation. You
he
didn't
said,
know
he
the
said
waitress.
He doesn't, if you don't know me,
don't touch
me.
Me.
Okay. Even if I'm flirting. Now I will caveat this.
Got it,
Los.
Yeah,
you are a very flirtatious man.
But do I touch people I don't know?
No, wait, let me, I'm giving, I'm, okay, I'm, no, what I'm right, saying right, is right. that like you don't look at flirting mm-hmm. as a door opening
oh, right.
to us having a sexual relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
You look at flirting as just connecting with
little,
the human.
It's a little boom bam.
Yeah, it's not, it's, it has nothing to do with, yeah. oh, maybe we can have sex. JD looks at flirting like, this is a doorway or an opportunity or a pathway to a destruction of a relationship that is healthy.
Correct.
Mm.
So, I understand why you guys have total opposite
clarity.
Ends
well, I'm glad you're here
of where this is at because I'm actually aligned with Los in the sense of I don't look at flirting as bad. I look at flirting as just normal human connection.
Yeah.
However, I am also a little bit on JD where it's like you are cultivating that type of energy. You are putting yourself out there.
You're welcoming.
It is not the waiter's fault for getting a cue and being like, oh, you're into this.
You threw me alley-oop.
Yeah. But I understand what Los is saying on the other side of being like, we can never operate that way because if a girl flirts with him and he decides to go, oh, you like me, ha, and like touch her, it would be a bad situation. It would be a bad situation for you.
So Los, if you were flirting, trying to think here.
Like if a girl, let's say Los is the waiter now.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Los is the waiter.
You're not going to put your arm around the girl.
No. The girl who's like,
I would like a burger that's medium rare and make sure you cook it nice, Los.
And then, all right. I'm not going to put my arm around you. Like,
or what if she said something more provocative? What if she said something more provocative like make sure that burger has some nice meat on it, Los.
Okay. Maybe I'll give her a little.
Hey-o.
Well, we can certainly do that.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
But I'm not going to touch her.
But my whole thing is, I'm not even getting to that point.
Yeah.
I'm not flirting. My wife's not going to flirt. Yeah. It's not even going to.
So flirting we know is how too far. Is too far for JD.
Flirting is.
Don't even look at it.
Because my wife and I consider flirting as a road down temptation. So out of respect for her, I'm not going to feed some other girl, some innuendos. And she's not going to do this to another man. We're just not doing that.
So one time, Shannon and I were out and the roles had been reversed. And we were at dinner and the waiter came over. He was a good looking guy. Not gonna lie.
Good looking cat.
And we were with a group of friends.
Oh, wow.
And well, I wasn't sitting next to Shan.
Okay.
So you can't see that different. We're a thing. An item.
Together.
An item. Yeah. And she was just throwing it, flirting. God.
Which we know that's Shan.
That's Shan. She's a big flirt. And so they were just throwing it. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm sitting there like looking at her like, damn, you sexy as fuck.
I was going to say, because I almost would bet money right now that when that waitress flirted with you like that, Shan got a she got a thrill out of it.
Yes,
she enjoyed
it. Yes,
yeah.
And when we got home, we had some
crazy kids,
some crazy sex. Because of that energy that was cultivated, that jealousy, that that's my woman, bro. Right. What you
Let
doing?
Let me remind
like,
you what
and,
you got,
and you just get that. I love that energy. So I'm all hungry for flirting. Flirting for me is not too far. I know we're in a pandemic right now, but I miss going out into the world and getting that energy from a woman of like, we can go there, baby. And then coming home with that sexual tension that is stored in there.
Stored in my loins.
And I come home and then we just have a freaking passionate lovemaking session.
Oh, yeah.
But I understand what JD is saying, though, because that easily could flip over into me cheating or doing something crazy.
Don't walk out of the rated R movie and walk into the PG movie in the same theater.
I'm not saying that I'm not walking in there. I'm just saying I understand that I could, you know, that could be a situation where the flirting can go so far to where you're like, oh, shit, I am in the abyss of this woman.
So let me also maybe this is a question I'll pose. Do you think, in large part, it's a testament to the relationship you and Shan have that you could watch her flirt with another man and she can watch you flirt with another woman and you guys are like, I mean, but.
I think there's a whole, I'm sorry, let me, real quick before you answer. I think that's, there's a whole scene of people that enjoy that. I don't think it's unique to Jared and Shan.
No, but I bring that up because let's say you're Derek Jackson's wife. Let's just roll with it.
The famous Derek Jackson.
Hold up. You want to say something?
I'm sorry. Did you want to say something?
Did you want to say something?
Do you think she's going to be okay with him flirting with the waitress?
Well, no, because he's burned that's my past. Point. Like, he's not allowed
that's my
to
point.
Probably.
It's flirt. A testament to Jared and Chan's relationship. It would be a testament to a good, healthy relationship that the flirting would be allowed a little bit more, a little bit easier.
I wouldn't say that's a testament to the health of the relationship. I would say it's just...
Because you don't,
I think that you have a healthy relationship.
No, right. So I think
you guys don't flirt like that. So that's not a detriment to your relationship.
Yeah. I think two people who are aligned, that's what the testament is.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. You two are, I said, based on the relationship you guys have.
Yeah.
Call it aligned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have been in relationships in my past where my flirtatious vibes would definitely get me in trouble.
Yeah. Right.
So the question is actually, so what you asked was not that. What you asked was something different. What you would want to ask is, are you able to flirt? Are you able to move the way you do because of the relationship that you guys have? Is that the result of it? It's not.
Yeah.
The flirting and the ability of the flirt is the result of the relationship, not the other way around.
Maybe I didn't ask it right. I meant that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Then
for sure. That is definitely a part of it. I think that, cause I was saying, like, in my past, like, my flirtatious vibes have definitely fucking.
Yeah.
I remember, I was at, I forget where I was. I was at like a Christmas thing. And there was like a girl in a red dress. I think I've shared this story
somewhere.
Me and my ex actually had a conversation on Shan's channel.
Maybe. I think I watched that video.
Probably.
Maybe. Yeah,
we had a conversation on Shan's channel about like our past and like, you know, I was a fucking fuckhead. Yes, I know. Surprise. I don't know. But we had a full conversation.
Jared did not enjoy that conversation.
It was tough. I'm not going to lie to y'all. It was tough. But we had a full conversation. I remember we were talked about this one time where we were at a Christmas party and there was this girl in a red dress. Now, I did not notice her. I swear, I put that on everything. I did not notice this girl in the red dress.
Okay.
Midway through the party,
yep.
The girl, my girlfriend was like, why you keep flirting with that girl in the red dress?
Oh.
And I was like, I'm flirting with the girl in the red dress. Now, fast forward, throughout the rest of the party, I could not stop flirting. It was so hard. Like, I could not just, like, it was like, you know, like, whatever just came out of your mouth. You just, why am I saying this? Why can't I do this? Like, and I just could not make it. I kept making eye contact. I would be across the room. I would look across the room. Somehow my eyes would always find her and she would be looking at me. And
who
I'd be
was
like,
she?
I have no idea. I never talked to her. I was just
like, have you ever seen her at work before?
No, we were at a Christmas party.
Oh, I thought it was like, for some reason in my head, I assumed it was a work Christmas party.
No,
I don't know why.
I just assumed it was like some work function. It was a friend's. It was a friend's Christmas party. And I just remember, like, we got in the biggest fight over it. Yeah. And I was like, I'm trying. I don't know.
I'm trying not to. I can't help it.
So that's when I realized, like, dude, you're a flirt, man. And actually, in my high school, you know how you can win those, what do they call them?
The superlatives.
Superlatives? Yeah. I got biggest flirt.
Ooh, wow. Congratulations.
Because let me ask you this. Were you a flirt before you got into a committed relationship?
Yeah.
Do you feel like there is a part of you that is longing to
missing
break out?
Do you miss the flirt life?
Miss the flirt life?
It's fun in the flirt life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's... Part of flirting is see if you still got it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, if you're flirting, you never lose it.
You could just be a bad flirt. I don't know. But anyways.
What is a bad flirt? Let's talk about that. Yeah. What is a terrible flirt?
An awkward person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like
making awkward comments.
And just trying to flirt with someone who has want nothing to do with you.
One of my exes, like, she would like, when she would like want to get into sexy time.
Sexy time.
Did she call it that or you? Where'd that come from?
I'm just trying to set up the mood. So
not like that. You're not shit. Would you want to have some sexy time when we get home?
Like, when she would try to get into sexy time, like she would do like the movies.
You're really committed to fucking sexy time. You're not letting that go. But can you just say when she wanted to have sex? Jesus.
But it wasn't always about sex.
It was just sexy time.
It's just sexy time. And so she would do like the movies, like come in and be like.
Oh, like, word?
Extra dramatic, bro. Like. She would be like extra dramatic and like
and then,
climb.
Then shit like that would happen, and you'd be like, "Damn it, what are you doing?"
She would like climb in the bed, like
damn, like put her hand down real hard, hit your balls or something. You're like, oh,
yeah,
God.
It was just very over the top, and like I remember just being like so turned off by it. Like, I remember just trying to figure out a way to communicate to her that like this is not sexy. But yeah. I didn't want to like discourage her from like, because I like when she put on the lingerie and everything.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
Whenever she put on the lingerie, she like turned into this character, like this like cartoon
something
version.
Like Catwoman or something.
Yeah, she probably thought she was.
Yeah, she turned into like a cartoon version of like what was going on, and it just felt so rehearsed.
I had something like that happen. I think it was my freshman year of college. It was around that time. But it was like literally like the same type of setup. This girl's like dancing for me.
Oh,
it was so just like it wasn't sexy at all. It was like, and I had, it was just, man, it reminded me of when somebody cooks something for you and it's not good, but you had to pretend like you enjoy it.
Polite.
Yeah.
I was
like, do you want seconds? Yeah. Oh, no, I'm full. I'm good.
That was good. You want to do something else now? Like, just, yeah, it wasn't very, it was kind of like the same stuff. Like the moves were very like
rehearsed, right?
Yeah.
Like really extra, kind of violent. Like,
yeah,
it's real.
I'm a man. Yeah.
Fucking flash dance on me or whatever that shit was. Yeah, it was.
I think that's equivalent of like when dudes are like, after they have sex, like, yeah, I beat it up, right? Yeah, I'd hit that right, baby.
And I don't think I've ever asked that.
You never asked that?
I don't ask questions that I'm not prepared to receive answers to. Yeah. Enjoy. I don't want my ego.
That's good for
you. I beat that shit up. Huh? Actually,
you know what?
Not really.
I need you to hit the wall in the back, and you just kind of like, you threw rocks at the window.
Now I'm gonna need you to hit the road. Like,
So, all right. Besides flirting, what would you say is too far for you and your wife?
Hand jobs for sure.
Yeah, I mean, sexual activity. Yes.
So there's no, 100%. There's absolutely no need for sexual tension with anybody else.
What do you mean no need?
Like that's just no.
It serves no function.
It serves nothing for you.
Does like, nothing want, good.
You don't want her having any sexual, or for yourself either, sexual tension with anybody outside.
But can we
of
like even
marriage?
Knock it down to just flirtatious tension? Like, because sexual tension makes it sound like, a lot. Like, I think that's an intimidating term.
Okay.
Like, let's just say flirtatious.
5, 6, 7.
You know what I mean? It's like.
Okay, flirtatious tension.
Sexual just admits you.
Okay.
Sexual is a bit much.
Enjoy.
The okay. I think
flirtatious tension.
No, and it for me, it very simply comes down to the fact that it's just disrespectful for us. For us, you know, the traditional setup that we have is just is disrespectful. And I think, too, the worst thing would be for that word to spread. And then my wife finds out, you know, through one of her home. Oh, girl, JD was flirting with Rachel. And it just, you know, it was obvious. And like they saw the wedding ring. They knew you were met. Like, I would hate for that. So, it's just a sign of disrespect for us. And again, too, like. Flirting, I get it. You can have a G-rated, PG, PG-13 rated. I get all that. You know, I'll still compliment someone. But the whole flirtatious thing?
Not down.
Can't do it.
Not down. You heard it here first.
Can't do it.
Lois, what would you say? I know you're not in a relationship right now, but if you had to think about it, if you had a woman, what would be like, nah, you can keep that down here.
Maybe the other question is too, is like, what would you allow? See, that's because when that's what I thought of. I'm like,
can I give a scenario?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, please. Yeah. Proposition me.
This is actually a real scenario that I lived.
Oh, wow. True life.
You go to a arena.
Like a sports arena?
Your girl is not a sports arena, maybe a theater.
Okay.
You go to a theater. Your girl is on stage giving a keynote.
Okay.
At one point in her keynote, what was that?
Well, allergies.
Oh. At one point in her keynote, she brings up a dude onto the stage.
Yep.
Oh, I think you told this story before, too.
Yeah. I don't remember the story, so keep going. This is getting good.
She brings up a dude on stage.
Yep.
She has rope.
Yep.
She ties up the dude.
Okay.
In a sexual position.
Yep.
Yeah, you told this story. That's part of
the
act.
Hold on,
let
him finish. I don't remember the story, man. Let him finish.
That's the end of the story. How would you react?
Was that all she did? She just tied him up?
She tied him up, yeah.
Was it a lap dance?
Sort of. Like, it was like, it was very like sexual.
Okay.
So was there a lot of contact?
Yes.
Like a lot of
try.
I don't know if it looked like that.
I Dream a Genie.
I don't know if it looked like that, but it was a show.
Okay. Well, for me, that's not going to bother me because that's like, that's her job. So that's not flirting. That's like you said, it's the show. It's the act. So, yes.
That's how you feel too?
Not a big deal.
It's part of the act. I mean, so it's like shame on you for not, if she's, if that's her whole MO, you know what I'm saying?
That's what she does.
I'm either not going to watch the show or I'm going to sit here like,
or you're going to be in the show.
Yeah, but for this story, I
wasn't on stage.
Yeah,
I was saying, like you would have had to make it a thing where, hey, I don't really
that.
So next time, you know, bring
that's
me
controlling
on
as hell.
Yeah, no,
is it like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you ask the question like hey,
imagine
you being
an artist, like you're on stage and like a part of your act is at one point you bring a fan on stage and you like sing to him and grind him and she's like, your wife's like, you know what? I don't like this.
Oh, every now and then, can you bring me
I have
on?
To go up.
All right, that's a good point. No, that's true. I didn't think of it that way. So, yeah it's a good point. Nah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Don't fuck up the show.
Yeah, if it's part of her act, I know that ahead of time. I'm not going to be. Now, here's the thing. If I didn't know.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
I got another scenario for you.
Oh. Okay. Enjoy. I like the scenario.
As per you. So okay. Your wife sells houses.
Yes. Oh, so this is a made-up scenario.
Yeah,
oh,
lap dance.
Okay.
Lap dance comes with the house.
Right.
So your wife is selling a house, and it's to a high-profile celebrity.
Okay. LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Okay.
Let's say it's LeBron James, and, you know, she comes home. She's like, man, I think he really likes the house, but he was just very flirtatious with me. Mm-hmm. What do you advise for your wife? To do.
That's a good one.
You might want to unbutton that top button, get that sale, baby.
And then I'll ask, and then you got to answer too.
Is he flirtatious and like, I'm trying?
It could go either way. Like, he's flirtatious, like, it's obvious that he's building some tension.
Sell the house to him. And then if he tries, just record it and we can use it for blackmail because he's married.
Oh,
and we
shit.
Can just take all the money. No. But no, I think
well, LeBron, don't ever buy a house.
No, I that's totally joking. But I think Shay wouldn't do it. She
wouldn't sell the house?
No, she would walk away from the situation.
That is faith in your word.
Yeah. She would walk away from the situation. Like, you know what? There's plenty of houses out here. For me, there's plenty of modeling jobs out here. Yeah, I definitely know she would react that way. We would both be like, but damn, that commission would have been nice.
Yeah.
But
you wouldn't just tell her, like, baby, just sell the house.
I mean, I honestly, even if I did, I don't think she would.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just because of her own comfort, huh?
Yeah, her own character, for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would you do in that situation?
I mean, I would just say, you know, whatever you're comfortable doing, like whatever, just don't put yourself in a place of feeling, you know, unsafe or uncomfortable at the, you know, for the sake of making money. Like JD said, we can make money
elsewhere. But Jared said, that's why I asked, what kind of flirtatious activity is going on? Is he like rubbing your
tension?
Is he rubbing your back while he's saying he loves the master bedroom?
Right, like, oh, this is a great master bedroom.
That's
isn't
kind of predatory. So, that's different.
That's why I say, like, just don't make yourself uncomfortable. Don't, you know.
Yeah, that's.
As long as you feel safe. But, don't feel this.
But that comes down to what would you allow?
I mean, but it's not really what I would allow, like.
Would you allow your wife to sell a house to a man that's rubbing the bottom of her back?
All right. So let me just say, whenever I hear the word allow, I stiffen up because I don't like, I don't own anybody. I can't allow. People are going to do what they want to do. I don't own you. It's not about what I allow. It's about what you're going to do with regards and respect to our relationship. So
yes.
I like to think that I'm a good enough judge of character to where I'm not going to be with somebody that's going to disrespect us or disrespect themselves. So that said, like, I would feel comfortable with my partner selling a house to somebody who was flirtatious with them if she was comfortable with that situation. If she was saying something, in regards of, like, the way he's coming at me, I don't feel comfortable. I feel like he's a little out of line. I don't feel safe, anything like that. And it's like, all right, cool. Like, don't even worry about it. Pass it on to somebody else. You can get a finder's fee. You don't have to get the commit. Like, it's okay. We were straight. Like, it'll be okay. Like, don't worry about it. Leave it, leave it alone. So that's where I stand with it.
It's a good answer.
Really good answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think if Shan would feel attacked by that. I don't think she would.
I mean, yeah. And I'm not necessarily saying it to say Shay or Shan or anyone would feel attacked. I'm just, we just roll with the hypothetical of the hand on the back, hand on the shoulder.
It's not a good look.
Everyone understands what we're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
But even if there wasn't physical contact, like if it was just like flirtatious vibes, like
actually, you know what?
Stuff like
that. I have a very specific, this happened.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, this happened. There was a client of Shay's who it was very obvious that he was trying to get with it. And he was an older guy, and you could tell, like, this was just his MO.
Oh, he
just
buys, like, houses from pretty real estate agents.
And this is, because I kind of peeped game. I was like, the messages, it's just weird. And then it became very clear when he was like, cool, are we meeting at 3:00? This is the address. Yep, okay, great. Can you wear the open-toe shoes you wore on the second-to-last house again?
Cool it, pervert.
What? Shay was like, okay.
What did she say?
She didn't respond.
Oh.
So she showed, that was the last time she showed him the house. And so that's, now that I think about it, that's how I also know she would just shut it down.
She was like, nah, I'm not with this.
Yeah, nah, nah, play.
I'll see, if that was as far as it was going.
But it was the start.
Right, exactly. Now that's usually how it starts with the open-toed shoes. But if it was just that, I'd be like, man, if you want to wear the shoes,
In fact, that was the last. Not only was that,
sell the house, buddy. Like, let me pick them out.
if on closing, he's like, hey, do you mind wearing the shoes? Like,
no,
hey,
man, yeah. Shoes, and she already,
it's up to you. It's up to you.
She already got the hint a couple of times before, and then
for sure
that time she was like, babe, what's your schedule like? At 3:00.
Oh, you want to go?
Can you come with me? And I was like, wow. And she told me, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Like this this guy.
I was like, yeah, I'll go. And he was like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Heard a lot about you. I was like, the fuck out of here.
Heard so many great things about you.
The fuck out of here. So
your wife is a saint. She sure is a great saleswoman.
She's
been so helpful throughout the whole process.
Yeah.
That's bad.
So yeah.
Dude, sorry you had to go through that.
Creep.
No, I mean,
sorry she had to go through that.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
Can you wear the open-toed shoes? The ones you wore at the showing, not the last time, but the one before that.
Exactly that. A deep sigh. No.
Fucking pervert.
So now we know it's too far.
Yeah.
We all know.
That's too far.
I am probably a little more fluid in that area than you gentlemen, and It's probably because of my experience with it. Mm-hmm. I don't have any drastic stories. I don't have any, like, you know, this girl was took my flirtatious so far that she showed up to my house and and did anything negative that I didn't feel control. I didn't feel like I had control of. And I feel like Shan has the same story where she never felt her flirtatious vibes have ever led her to be in a position where she felt like she didn't have power. She always felt like the flirtatious vibes that she would give off gave her the power, put the ball in her court. But I understand how, you know, open-toed shoe guys can take it a little too far. So, you know, I see both ends, and that's partly my gift and curse.
Yeah.
Is that I'm able to hold both of the truths. But
so
I'm gonna,
you don't think it was like weird for the buddy to ask to wear the open toe shoes?
Yeah, weird.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying like that's an acceptable flirt.
No, it's for sure weird.
Okay.
But
gotcha.
Would I be threatened by it? No.
Okay. I mean, I don't think it's threatening. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't
threatened by it.
It's always a matter of what are you comfortable with.
Yeah.
Or would I be uncomfortable with it? No.
Yeah. Like, I'm only uncomfortable with it if she's uncomfortable.
Exactly.
With it.
Yeah.
If she's cool with it, she doesn't feel threatened by it. Yeah. Like, it's not a big deal. She's like, I got this. Like, all
right,
cool.
Right.
Yeah.
No, let's totally. Go. Yeah. I'm just saying that, like, I would see that and I wouldn't be.
You'd be like, hey, somebody
like,
came to play.
I'd be like, wow. He got some big cojones.
Exactly.
Right. You know, whereas I'd be like.
To do that, you know?
Right.
And I'm the one that's, you know, I'd just be like, you fucking pervert. This pervert. This old freak. Wear the shoes.
Throw them shoes on, girl. Yeah, shoes. But that's the thing. I think it's just my experience with it, though.
You told the story, and I'm curious because of your experience with the lady in the red dress. JD.
Lady in red.
Look at that. Has flirting ever got you in trouble?
I don't flirt.
Not Justin Davis does not.
Justin Davis does not flirt.
I've never been a flirt in front of my girl. So I've definitely got caught.
Sneaky flirt.
Yes, exactly.
Sneaky flirt, are you?
I was about to say, I call bullshit.
Yeah, no, I definitely was flirting via text.
Yeah.
And the digital flirt. But I was never a flirt, like, blatantly. Like at the.
So did you ever get caught flirting
the
digitally?
Restaurant waitress. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Damn. As he looks off into space. Yeah. A lot,
you know,
traumatized by the amount of time.
Yeah,
are you comfortable sharing the story?
Would
you like to share?
I mean, I'm trying to think of any good specific one.
There's multiple.
There's a bunch, huh?
Yeah.
What was your preferred format to flirt? Were you an Instagram flirter?
AOL.
MySpace.
MySpace, wow.
Did you send playlists? What was your move?
Wow, we know what Los does.
I definitely used to, I'll take you way back, like fifth grade flirt. I used to gift CDs, like my used, I remember in fifth grade I gifted my girlfriend with the baby face.
Like the real CD or burn CD?
No, a real CD.
Oh, okay.
And then when you were able to burn CDs, I used to burn CDs for the girls.
Yeah. Burn a little mixtape action.
Mixtape action for sure. But no, like the digital sneaky flirt, modern day. I would definitely send texts. I would I remember when you could do not disturb certain people.
Oh yeah.
That was a big help.
Wait, you could do not disturb some people?
Yeah, like you could make it to where they can't hit you up.
Yeah. So like your phone doesn't light up.
Yeah. You can still do that now. He does it to us every day after like 8 o'clock.
He did that across the board.
My old phone.
No. Yeah, that's what he tells us.
No.
It's really just our group chat.
10 p.m. My phone automatically goes on do not disturb. But so you could do not disturb people. But even before that, it was like Pizza Hut was texting me at 2 a.m. kind of thing. I used to
saved him under a different name.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut.
I remember.
Never save him under a business
the
name.
The worst thing. Oh, man. The worst one. I changed this one girl. I changed her name to Mom.
She was like, she texted you
to mom.
I'm ready to suck that dick.
No. But no,
Jesus. Your no, girl, but you know,
why is your mom? Like,
why is your mom trying to suck your dick at 3 a.m?
But it would just say, you know, my phone wouldn't be locked. It would just say, mom. Yeah. Mom's calling. You know,
so. I've been with a very sneaky girl.
Okay,
sneaky.
So I wasn't in a relationship, but this girl. Okay.
Very sneaky girl. Wait, hold on. Wait,
am I going to give you more information than I should? But yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, so I've gotten in trouble because of Instagram flirting. Mm. Yeah,
like through the DMs?
No, because
like you liked some girls.
Well, no, not even that. A friend of mine, like I left a comment under one of her pictures, and the girl I was talking to at the time, like just was not having it, which I understood that, but I didn't think
what
of it
was
as
the
a big
comment.
Deal. It was something that I don't even remember. It wasn't.
You look real Steve Jobs right now.
Do I? Thanks. Yeah. I'm trying to go. That's what I'm going for. No, actually, I don't. Fuck. What was the comment?
Wait. So it was on her page. Like everyone could see
hard
it.
Hard eyes or something.
Yeah. No, it wasn't like hard eyes or something like that. It was like I made a joke. Exactly. Like it was a joke. Like, damn. I wish I could remember what it was. But she was not fucking with it.
Wow.
Way.
Your picture looks really vivid.
Yeah, sir. Sure. That was it. But either way, it was flirtatious. It you know, she was not fucking with it, which I get that. Like,
yeah,
you know, if we're talking,
well,
like,
why didn't you DM it?
I don't know, because
master flirt.
I didn't have anything to hide. Like, I didn't. That was the thing. That to Jared's point about me earlier, it wasn't to me. The comment wasn't. Fuck. I wish I could remember what it was. But regardless,
it didn't cross the line.
To me, it was like it wasn't a big deal. It was just like I'm like making a joke. Like it's not that
I'm
big
making
a deal.
A funny.
It's a funny.
Did
yeah.
you know her?
Who the girl
the
that
girl
I yeah
commented?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see your point.
Yeah, but to her, it was like, well, to me, that's like a different type of flirting that is too far. Like
I'm gonna go on record and say you're not wrong.
Yeah. Well.
I'm not gonna fight you.
Not gonna disagree with you there.
You're not wrong, bro. Yeah, you didn't do nothing wrong.
Not gonna disagree with that, but you know that was too much for her.
But we'll let the audience decide. Was Los wrong? I've been with the girl who was very sneaky. Now I'm about to give you guys too much information because I do that. I'm a TMI kind of guy. I was in high school.
Uh-oh.
I was in 12th grade. And Essie, how far do I want to go back with this story?
You want to go back. Roll it back
okay,
like
okay,
a rubber.
I'll try to zoom through this because this buildup is crazy. So
give us some good foreplay.
This girl
build
does not
up.
Know. To
is this
day,
a true story?
This is a true story.
Don't
true
be story story. Time. Don't this be storytelling. Yeah,
this is a true story.
12-year-old Jared fucking kung fu kicked.
This is a true story. I was in history class.
Yep.
And the girl next to me. You know how like people had their binders and they could like put pictures of their like family and friends and stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
In so the clear part.
Yeah. In the clear part, yeah. So she had like a picture of her mom and stuff on
oh,
there.
Nice.
And I was like, wow, your mom is actually very good looking.
Oh.
Like I said it to the daughter, yeah. And she was like, oh my gosh, yeah. And I used to tell her every day. Like whoa. I would come home and I would go to school and like we would sit next to her. I'm like, dude, tell your mom I said hi.
Well,
you know,
I kind of like where this is going.
I would
sounds
always,
like a sounds like a Dear Penthouse story
well,
already.
He did the
Dear
slam.
Dear Penthouse. Yeah.
He did the slam on an episode before. He loves MILF porn.
Yes. So
this is gonna be good. All right. So how's your mom?
So I would make jokes about her mom like every day. I'd be like, oh, your mom is, you know, your mom is really good looking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so she was like, at one point she was like, oh my gosh, Jared, why don't you just tell her yourself?
Oh.
So I was
okay,
like,
sure.
I have no problems doing that. So I was like, what's her Facebook? And so she gave me her Facebook, and I in class right there with her. I was I like sent her mom a message with her.
Damn.
Doing it as a joke, of course.
Right. Did you DM or did you post?
No, I DM'd.
Okay.
I DM'd, and then she didn't respond right away. So I was like, we laughed about it. I thought that was it.
Yeah.
I get home.
Mm.
And then she replies.
Oh.
And she's like, haha, you're so funny, yada, yada, yada. Thank you so much. And so we're talking. We're talking back and forth. I eventually get her number.
Wait, have you ever met her at this point?
No, No, it's all on Facebook.
It's all Facebook. The picture of her binder to Facebook to my phone.
Oh, shit.
So,
Power of the internet.
When she gives me her number, she was like, don't tell my daughter I gave you my number. And then she was like, if you ever text me, she's good. She knew what she was doing. She gave me a copy and paste of like what I needed to send first to see if she could text.
Wow.
And the copy and paste said something like, hey, and it said her name, blank. Can you come into work right now? Da 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 da. And it had like this whole like.
How old is she? Because you're 18, 17, 18?
Yeah, like 17. I don't remember how old she was. She was
35, she was, 40?
Yeah, probably like 40 or maybe a little bit above 40. Yeah.
Wait, I blanked out just now. How old were you?
I was like 17.
Oh, damn. You weren't legal yet.
Yeah, no.
And her daughter had no clue?
No idea.
You really think she had no idea?
I mean.
Maybe that was part of her frustration. She's like, right. God, just tell yourself mom, everybody
again?
Else does.
Yeah. Again, mom?
I don't know if she knew or not. We never actually talked. I'm so cool with her today. I hope she doesn't watch this. I hope she doesn't watch this.
Okay, well, I think the question on everybody's mind.
Oh, my God.
Is.
We did not fuck.
Okay.
We did not.
And did you do anything?
No, we never met up.
So you never actually met
in
person?
Never met up?
Dang. Never met up.
Well, good on her for not taking it further than the digital sex crimes.
She wanted to a couple times. She wanted to meet up, but...
Oh, you shut it down?
No, it wasn't that I shut it down. It was like I was in high school.
I was going to say
like,
he was in high school. He couldn't leave in the middle of the day when she was available.
I couldn't really do things like
you
that.
You never did school?
Huh? She had like a full husband, a family, like
clearly,
four kids.
Clearly. Like. You were with the daughter. You couldn't meet up halfway?
Oh,
the Motel 6?
I really hope you don't watch this. I'm so sorry. I just outed
you. Oh,
you
met
out.
Up.
Huh?
Did you meet up?
No. We didn't meet up. But they're still married today.
You think they are?
Oh, they still follow me.
Oh.
Wow. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, maybe. Oh.
Oh,
I should edit all this out.
You got to bleep out some key details there maybe.
Woo.
I'm too open on this podcast.
Enjoy the podcast. Wow, man. Well, I mean,
you might have to kill that.
Or not.
I might leave
it's up
it
to you.
Though.
I mean,
you're Derek Jackson, dude. You're a fucking
he's not Derek Jackson. He's not. No, he's not. How? No,
I'm
no.
17
he's
years
17
old.
Years old.
I'm the victim here.
He's the
right
victim.
Now. I can't believe you never met up.
No, I was kind of scared too. Like,
yeah. Oh, cause the husband.
The husband, and then also like I was she's friends probably. With the daughter. Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah,
but even after high school.
Yeah, we. Like, I actually would see her sometimes, and like I remember just having in the back of my head like your mom.
That's frick me.
Did you ever sleep with a daughter?
No.
Honestly, did you ever sleep with the daughter? Thinking about the mom.
No, I never slept with a daughter.
I would have tried to sleep with the daughter and the mom at that point in my life. At 18, yeah. I would have tried to tick both boxes.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Why?
Man.
I was 17.
No,
so
but you were 18 when you.
Yeah, but still, at that moment, like it was just intimidating. Like,
yeah, I could see that
you're 40 years old, 40 plus. Like, I don't. I'm what?
I feel.
And I'm sure she was probably saying some wild
shit
too.
That's the other part.
She probably
said
some shit that you were like,
yeah, that's the other part.
I don't even know
if
I can do that.
That's the other part.
Like
when
people do that,
when she would sext me, it would be like off the wall, like out of pocket. Like, like I'm like. What? I remember she said something like I was dumb and I was young and I was like, I can't wait to do 69. And then she was like,
oh,
she was
69,
like,
young
like,
man.
I can't wait to do 71. And I was like, what the fuck is 71? Do y'all know what 71 is?
No.
Isn't that like doggy style or something?
I don't know.
I don't really know either.
I just remember what being like
the people know.
Yeah, can you tell me what the
wait,
hell is 71?
That
kind of
looks like 69.
71?
Because it's like, oh, wait, no. Oh, no, it's not. Wait. What, is she wanting to cuddle? She wanted to spoon with you?
Yeah,
what?
I didn't know what the fuck it was. I was like,
is it anal?
I don't know what this is.
71.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. But she was wild.
We're about to find out. I'll tell you that damn much.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're going to Google it.
No,
yeah.
It's like, let the people tell us.
I don't know, bro, but at the end of the day, I'm glad I didn't do it.
Why?
I wouldn't feel right as a person, like knowing that she was married Even though, like, we did sext, so.
A lot of emotional cheating.
We did some emotional cheating. But at the same time, like.
Would you feel bad to sleep with a woman who is married?
Yeah. Especially if her dude didn't know. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was, like, something that they were in an open relationship or something, I wouldn't feel bad. Mm. I would be like, oh, well, y'all get down like that, so. But if she was married and she was like sneaking out to, you know, come be with me, I would feel wrong.
Oh, wow. What the fuck?
Uh-oh.
What does it mean, Lowe's? How freaky is she?
Yo.
Uh-oh.
She was on some shit. All right. So 71 and 69 with two fingers shoved up your ass.
Mine or hers?
I said with a little lady last night. Boy, dude. I think hers.
Oh, she wouldn't have needed. At 17, I would have been not down. I'm going to tell you that right now. At 17. But
what if it was up yours? Then would you have been down?
No, no. At 17, I would have been like.
Ironically, 17, 71.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was a wild one, but.
Dang.
Hey, Miss Parker. Well,
yeah.
I have a lot of stories like that, though.
I'm sure you do.
Growing up, I have found myself in some particular situations.
Peculiar.
I have found myself in some weird situations. That's what you get for being a flirt.
Yeah, flirting can get you in some sticky situations.
But I didn't do it.
That's right. He didn't. Well. Kind of.
Hopefully the husband never found the text message.
Oh, man.
If I end up in a lake somewhere.
I know.
It's because of the podcast, and I overshared.
I learned something. Remember when I was yelling about the baby on board sign things?
Yes.
We're going to have to hit that again.
Yes.
Oh, well, I mean, well, somebody informed me in the comments that it's actually for, like, emergency personnel. If there's an accident, that way they know that there is a child for them to look for. So thanks for that information.
I have a confession.
Uh-oh.
Oh, all right.
Or I have to own up.
All right. Here we go.
How come Lowe's didn't get a bomb? Anyways,
yeah, it's okay.
I don't know.
That's all good.
He was unprepared for mine.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know he was going to do it.
It did, yeah. Caught me off guard too. On the episode with Shen,
yeah,
the last one, we talked about when the girl flew out for me. We didn't have sex. And now Los likes the soundboard. Anyways. So,
well played.
The girl who flew
well
out.
Well played.
The girl who flew out. And you asked, Jay, you asked a question of if the roles are reversed and a woman. Say it again for the people.
If the roles are reversed and she flew out and then she figured out that she didn't want to have sex with you.
Right. I said I would go to jail.
You need to further explain that.
Yes. I did not mean to be insensitive. I apologize if that triggered anybody. I am in no way, shape, or form an advocate of rape, of doing something without consent, etc. I have a daughter, for Christ's sake. So, but no, anyways, I definitely did not mean to make light of any of that situation. So I apologize to people if you guys got offended, if you, again, were triggered. That was not the intention at all. So I need to own up to that. It's my bad.
All right. Well, that was a interesting episode, to say the least.
Yep.
It's a doozy.
I may have shared too much.
Maybe.
I may have shared too much. But maybe not.
Maybe not.
But.
Maybe you weren't the only one.
That she was sexting? I know I wasn't.
Oh, for sure not.
She had the whole thing ready. Like,
yeah,
the
by
whole
the way, hey, thanks for signing up. Here's your waiver form. Make sure you send this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
she had her, she was prepared.
That's wild. Dial.
She had a heart to it.
So well. I knew I wasn't the only one. She was experienced. Damn.
Fun times.
Well.
All right. Like, comment, subscribe, share with a friend. Bonus content. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.